The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. What an exciting Saturday.
Did you see how gorgeous it is?
Well, you know, it's Florida, and every day in Florida is gorgeous, and it's summer. That makes it better, and we're not in the West where the fires are.
Oh, yeah, that's really awful.
Yeah, and it was a great week. 4th of July week. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July.
It was a great week, but it was kind of a confusing thing, wasn't it? Because I couldn't really tell what day of the week it was, where normally you just know, but when people take off that middle day, like a Wednesday, it's like, okay, is it Sunday? Is it, what is the day?
Well, we worked on Wednesday. We showed houses in the morning.
Of course we did. We work every day, Howard.
Yeah, but we enjoy
what
we do.
We love what we do. Yeah, it's not work.
Yeah, we showed a couple of houses.
We just have fun.
We wrote a couple of new contracts for listing. In fact, one of the listings that we put in the computer yesterday had, or Thursday night, had 5 showings set up for yesterday. I think 3 so far today. We've got 2 offers on it already.
Yes.
And what's the saying that we say?
If it looks good and it's priced right, it's going to sell.
And this one looks good, priced right, and it's a pool home under $250,000.
Near the town center.
I mean, and it does. It looks good. Paver
it's
driveway,
gorgeous.
Pavers around the pool, a party deck.
And, you know, I want to give a shout out to Robert and Maggie because they're the owners of that house. And they came to us because they're listeners of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. And that's how we met them. And they called and asked us if we would come and list their home for sale. So
yeah, we told
them, so honored for that opportunity.
One of the great things about people is that they listen to our advice. And when they listen to our advice about what to do to their property and to their home,
yes,
things happen. Like they have this deck in their backyard, and the wood on the deck was
weathered?
More than weathered. And we say, you know, this is a great party deck. It's
yes.
going to attract people.
Yes.
If you replace all that wood and make it look great, it's going to make a huge difference in how quickly it sells and for the price that it sells.
Right.
And they replaced it. They and their son, or he and his son, redid all the wood, and it looks
fantastic.
Brand new. Because it is brand new.
What? I'm going to be there today.
You are.
I am.
But
I'm going to show up around 11 o'clock.
We've got
at 10989 Beckley Place.
We've got 2 offers already, and I bet there's going to be 3 more. Now, we don't want that to discourage people.
No, because you never know what people are offering. Get in the game. See what happens.
Yeah, can you imagine getting a nice pool home? The bathrooms have been redone. It's got a wood ceiling in one of the bedrooms.
Coffered
yeah, wood ceiling.
I could live in this house, seriously. Almost didn't let it go on the market. I almost bought it.
I'm telling you, it was really, really nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We got like 5 open houses this weekend.
We do.
It is beautiful.
It's what we do.
We hope everyone had a gorgeous 4th of July. It was wonderful. It rained a little bit. But I want to remind everyone, the 4th of July is not about a day off. It's about how wonderful this country is.
Amen.
And a lot of people are complaining about this country. They don't like the president, whatever. But I want to tell you, this is a great country that we can start a business. We can have the freedoms to speak our mind.
Absolutely.
To do what we want, to earn a living. And people ought to stop complaining and just start doing and enjoying.
Yes.
And thank our military people for what they do.
Yes, and one of them's in the studio with us today.
Yes, so we want to give a big thank you for serving to our guest today, Mr. Wally Conway, who is a owner and starter of Home Pro Inspections. And your company has done, what, 30,000?
Yeah, 35,000 houses and buildings around Jacksonville.
Wow. That's crazy.
Very grateful for those opportunities.
Well, tell us about yourself and your company.
Well, when I retired, I was a Navy pilot in a previous life, went to Naval Academy, retired in 94, and I thought, my gracious, my personality is just quirky enough that I doubt I could get a real job. So I had been building houses while I was on active duty still when I was Navy pilot. Ended up with a contractor's license in the 80s and thought, I can't get a real job. I'm excited about real estate. I've been a landlord and I've been a flipper and a remodeler and all that while still on active duty. And home inspections in 1994, there were 9 in the phone book. And I became,
really?
Yes, the phone book.
The phone book. Do you remember what that is? Yeah. Times have changed, Wally.
I was number 10, and here we are, 35,000 homes and buildings later. Very grateful.
Well, I have to tell you, I have been in the business since 1998, and you were the very first home inspector that I used. And I was like, oh, he's so funny. I want to keep hiring him. You have such a great personality, and people are just seriously drawn to you. And that's really a lovely thing that takes you very, very far in life, which you have just done so many things.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's really important. You know, home inspection is a stressful time.
It is.
It's a bit like going over to the Mayo Clinic to find out what's wrong.
Right.
And yes, myself, the staff, we need to be very technically competent. That's important. That's a given. But it shouldn't be a stressful time. It should be enjoyable. It should be comforting.
Right.
And at the end of the home inspection, what we really want to hear from the customer is good deal, flaws and all. It's understanding. May I share something with you that's a little risky?
Yes.
I share this. Well, just don't let anybody hear this except you, Angela.
Okay.
Houses.
Whisper.
Houses are like spouses.
Uh-oh.
Houses are like spouses. There's no perfect choice.
Oh.
And the consequence of poor choice is pain, suffering, and economic loss.
I love that.
Oh, my.
I love that. It's true.
Isn't that just a comfortable way to look at it?
I hope your wife is not listening to the show today. Met your wife.
She chose
She's
well.
She's lovely.
She is super lovely, yes.
I'm definitely playing above the rim. You know that. But it's so true. You know, if there's an expectation of perfection in anything, seldom is it met.
Right.
So it's relaxed. It's a house. This is a story.
Enjoy. And one of the things I like to... buyers to think about is when they're buying a home, it is the most expensive item that's still made by hand.
It's crazy.
So that means there are flaws.
It's just crazy.
There's no way to make it without a flaw.
There are people who spend tremendous amount of money for exotic cars.
Right.
A Jaguar would be an example.
Yes.
Imagine if you wanted a brand new Jaguar and they rolled it up into the driveway. A truck showed up, and all the parts were delivered into your driveway.
Yes.
And then people came to assemble it. We would have no expectation that it performed very well.
Exactly.
Yet with a house, a truck rolls up, they dump all the parts in the dirt, and people show up and assemble it. It's preposterous when you think about it.
It really is. It really is.
So they're imperfect. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, not only that, when the parts are delivered, you know, that may have been delivered 20 years ago, and some of those parts may have... weathered a bit since it was built.
Haven't we all?
No.
I'll speak
we're
for
all
yourself,
gorgeous.
Ollie.
Yeah, yeah.
I was speaking to Howard.
No, I know. It's so fun to have you on the show, Wally.
Thank you.
Glad you're here. Let's talk about how people can reach you, because we want them to do business with you like we do. You are our preferred home inspector, and you do such a fabulous job. We feel comfortable that you're going to help our customers find the flaws in the gorgeous house they're going to buy. So tell us how to get a hold of you.
The website, gohomepro.com, or by telephone, available now, operator standing by, 268-8211.
Standing by on Saturday?
And Sunday.
Wow.
And evenings.
All right.
Did not know
We're
that.
We're here to serve you. You can even schedule online. GoHomePro.com.
Hey, you know what we're going to have? Wally's going to be with us for the rest of the show, and we're going to hear some really interesting stories about things that have been found during the home inspection that actually the homeowner really never knew about. He or she thought he had a great home, but there are some unexpected things that the homeowner just didn't know about. Really interesting stuff. So stay with us, everybody. You're going to hear some great stories. We'll be right back. WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Hi. I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. This is such a beautiful and happy Saturday. Happy, happy, happy.
Are we in July already?
Yeah. July 7th.
You know what today is?
July 7th?
It's the anniversary of our sixth and a half year here on the radio.
Yay! You're right. 6.5 years. Yes, we're the longest running weekend show.
Real estate show.
Yep. WBOB.
How about that?
No, every show.
Every show.
And WBOB. We're the longest running show.
And the longest running real estate show in Jacksonville, period.
Oh, absolutely.
How about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Congratulations,
cool.
Angela.
You're dedicated. You're committed. You are such a cool guy.
And we're live, and we take questions.
We do. So if you want to call in today, you call to talk to me. You have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255. And of course, that's area code 904. And today, you don't need to call in and talk to me. You need to call in and talk to Wally.
You know,
because Wally Conway is here, and he's with Home Pro Inspections. And I'm sure there are so many questions that our listeners have that they would love to ask a home inspector. So please call in at 222-8255 and talk to Wally. Wally, I want to start with, well, you want to start, don't you, Howard? You got that look like you're going to.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You know, there are different types of quality of home inspectors, just like there are different qualities of home. Remember Hugo? Hugo's out of business now. Hugo was that tiny little car.
That car? Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that great?
It wasn't that great.
That's why it's out of business?
They're out of business. Yeah. But there's different quality of cars.
Yes.
There's the low-end cars, like
sure.
a Hugo. There's a high-end car, like a Mercedes.
Yeah.
And one costs more, and you get more.
Well, that's it. It's about value, isn't it? You get what you pay for. My mother's told me that my whole life. You get what you pay for, sweetie.
Yeah.
So, that's the deal.
My corollary to that. The truth is, you don't always get what you pay for.
You don't think so?
The bigger truth is, you never get what you didn't pay for.
Okay,
I
wait,
love
let me
that.
Say that. You didn't get what you didn't pay for. Okay.
You never get what you don't pay for.
I agree.
So if we're going out for steak.
Yes.
If we go to Golden Corral, we can get a steak.
Yes.
It may or may not be that great.
Right.
Likely won't be great.
Right.
If we go to Morton's.
Yes.
There's a high probability that it will be great.
Correct.
So every now and then, on the rarest of occasions, we'll have a Golden Corral experience at Morton's.
Yes.
We're never having a Morton's experience at Golden Corral.
Excellent.
With love to all the people
yes.
who serve at both places.
Yes.
But it's really
yes.
true.
Yes. I love that analogy.
Yeah. It's about the expectation.
So tell me, is Home Pro a Hugo? Is it a Chevrolet? Or is it a...
Mercedes.
And tell us about your company. Do some bragging here, because I can do the bragging for you, because we've used the services of many different people over the years.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the bragging.
And we're come back to Papa here.
Let me make an effort. Let me make an effort to bring objectivity and clarity to it.
Okay.
So in 1994, as I shared, there were 9 home inspectors in the greater
right.
Jacksonville area. There's now more than 900.
What?
There's more than 900 licensed home inspectors within the sound of our voices.
Oh, my goodness.
So the cream continually settles. It would also be honest to say that there's a portion of those, there's probably 10 or 15 or maybe 20 or 30, who do excellent home inspections.
Yes.
There's hundreds that do this poorly just by nature of experience.
Sure.
But there are many, many very good home inspectors who don't work in our company. I
yes.
respect that. What really differentiates us is the things we do beyond the home inspection. So the home inspection is now regulated by the state. There's a standard of practice. It's a minimum standard of performance. Far too many home inspectors use that as the reason not to do more. Well, the standard says, this is all I got to do.
Right.
Well, gosh, when a person is spending $250,000, $500,000, we did an inspection the other day, $7 million.
Wow.
There's a lot of money on the line.
Yes.
And no matter how much money is on the line, it's a boatload of money to the person who's spending it.
Absolutely.
They don't want to hear from their home inspector, well, that's not in the standard. I didn't need to do that. So I didn't do it. So I'll give you some examples of going above and beyond and being able to get above and beyond for less than a mortgage payment. When you really think about it, a mortgage payment, if you can't invest a mortgage payment in due diligence, candidly, you can't afford the home.
Yes.
So begins with technology. Infrared cameras, digital borescopes, drones, virtually any other piece that we can bring into the mix technologically to give us an advantage in understanding the home and explaining it to the customer, we're doing that. Then we start looking at things like, well, what about permit history? What about, we have a product called BuildFax. It's much like Carfax. So you know the whole permit history. It'll also tell you, you know, who pulled the permit, a little bit about that company, so you'll know who did what, when, and where. And then our warranty positions are truly without peer anywhere in the country. Some examples. We have a product called Sewer Guard. There's nothing that protects the homeowner of the expense to cover the cost of a damaged water or sewer line between the house and the street or the house and the sewer and
That's
the septic.
Right.
Sewer Guard does that. Pays $2,500 if it fails. So rather than a no, here's a participation in future failure. We have a mold guard program. What does that mean? If there's no visible mold in the home during the home inspection and it shows up, they'll pay up to $2,500 to clean the mold. Those are protections beyond the sale. And one of the more incredible is our platinum roof protection program. If we inspect the home, regardless of the type of roof or the age of the roof, if it's not leaking or damaged at the time of inspection, the Platinum Roof Protection Plan will pay up to $4,000 to repair it. If it's deemed not repairable, they can credit that toward a replacement. And all of these programs allow them to use the contractor of their own choice.
And that's for 5 years on the roof.
5 years. And even the home warranty program that we use, RWS, Residential Warranty Services, is 18 months of coverage, and they can use their own contractor, regardless of the number of heat pumps, the number of water heaters. In the traditional old-school warranty companies, they have all this list of exclusions. It's kind of nutty. What we offer is a list of additionals, meaning they're done.
Right.
And it's so fascinating. A traditional warranty company writes for a fixed fee a policy on a home they've never seen, regardless of its age or condition.
Right.
So by the home inspection company, HomePro, partnering with Residential Warranty Services, we act as their eyes. So if we tell them, you have a Bosch 1261 dishwasher and it's working, it's covered. If you have five of them, they're covered. So it's about collaboratively working together between the interest of the homeowner, the responsibilities of the warranty company, and the expertise of the inspector blending together for protection.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody buys a home and HomePro does the inspection, and then we get the residential warranty, what if the homeowner changes out something like appliances
Fantastic question.
Because, you know, they're white and they want stainless steel.
Well, wait a minute. Before you answer that, all of these things that he was talking about, you don't have to buy the extended warranty to get all these things that you were just talking about.
Correct. Every coverage is exactly as I described. The only thing that would be additional is to take it to 18 months. So rather than the 12-month warranty you see a lot do, we lay that over. And because they all come from the same source, there's no finger pointing. It's figuring out how to make the customer whole, not coming up with excuses of why, well, sorry, that's an exclusion. That's not me. It's working together, myself and the warranty company, to establish how do we make this customer whole. The only thing we can't protect against is fraud.
Okay.
They've committed fraud, that's on them. If the seller commits fraud, that's on them. If it's failure of an inspected component, we can take care of that.
Now let's get back to your question.
So mine was, if you buy a house, let's say it has white appliances, you don't want that, you put in stainless. What if they don't tell you?
That's okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Here's how
that's what I'm trying to understand. How does that work?
So in addition to all of the other great protections that we've just described, we have a product called Recall Check. What that does, we take a smartphone photo of every fixed appliance label. That goes into the database, and it searches for things that are recalled. It also anchors at the warranty company exactly what's in your home. Each month, that database is rescrubbed, and RWS sends an email to the customer and says, letting you know that there are no new recalls, or if there is, it lets them know there's a recall. At that same time, they can update their appliances until the end of time, and they just register it. When they get that monthly email, they'll just say, oops, I changed out my dishwasher, I changed out my heat pump, and it falls right in line and is a fully covered item.
That's awesome.
Yep. These are things that are not generally offered by a home inspection.
Well, as I say, there's 900 home inspection licenses in town. There's very, very few across the country. As this RWS dealer, there's only 200 of us in the whole country, 300 of us in the whole country. It's not the type of thing a competitor would advertise. And very candidly, you're on the cutting edge of this. Many agents have been doing this a long time. Angela, you've been doing this since 1998.
Yes.
You're a constant learner.
Yes.
Many people aren't. Our service is so unbelievable. People don't even, their agent didn't even know to refer it. It's
exactly.
Sad.
Exactly.
You've talked about so many things, and you know, you mentioned so many things. You mentioned about the sewer guard. You mentioned about open permits. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a personal story how this would actually have benefited me on one of the houses that I bought several years ago, and something came up just last week, and I wish I had gotten an inspection by you folks, because this is costing me several hundred dollars.
It's not too late, Howard.
Well, it is too late because
already had the repair done.
Yeah. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you my story and how you could have helped me. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapping up 2 days of talks with senior North Korean officials without meeting Kim Jong-un, but with commitments for new discussions on denuclearization and the repatriation of the remains of American soldiers killed in the Korean War. The Thai governor overseeing the rescue of 12 boys and their coach from that cave says a window for extraction could close if it starts to rain again. Weather conditions are now favorable. He also worries about carbon dioxide levels in the cave. Rescuers say they're ready to move once two new groups of divers arrive. Wildfires that have destroyed dozens of buildings and caused at least one death continue to ravage California. A new fire erupting Friday in the hills in Santa Barbara County, burning 20 homes. And fires in Colorado are being beaten back now that four C-130s are dumping suppressant there. For more details, SRNnews.com.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Roads are still looking good. You almost feel like it's a Sunday morning, as quiet as it is out there. Maybe it'll be that way the rest of the weekend. As for the weather, maybe a little rain action in the offing today. 30% chance of showers through tonight. Looking for mostly sunny skies and high by 91, mostly cloudy tonight. Going to get down to 74. And for tomorrow, 50% chance of showers, high 91. 79 AM 600 WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited. Poor Wally. He doesn't know I get all happy. I'm happy, happy, happy when I come back.
That's
you think
because
I'm drinking already?
Coffee, coffee,
oh,
coffee.
He needs to drink more coffee and then he'd be ready for me. Is that what you're saying? Okay, Alan. What did you say, Howard? I was talking to Alan.
I said, you're happy, happy, happy because you're drinking coffee, coffee, coffee.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm generally very happy when I come on the radio because I just love doing it. But anyway, we are here today with Wally Conway from Home Pro, and we're so excited to have him here. And we were talking even during the station break about home inspections and the value-added services that they provide in conjunction with the home warranty process. So,
you know, I wish I knew about this service years ago, because several years ago I was into the flipping business before I was a realtor, and some of those homes I kept as rental properties. And I have had an experience just this week that I want to share with everyone, because some people are saying, well, what do you need, you know, sewer guard coverage for? And what do you need this permit for?
What do you need health insurance for? You feel fine.
No, really. So here's what happened this week. I one of my rental properties, I have three rental properties. The sewer kept backing up. And I kept calling a plumber. I thought, you know, maybe my tenant was throwing stuff down the toilet that they shouldn't be. But the water was backing up into the sink and backing up into the tub.
Oh, you get to stand in it and sit in it.
Multiple times over the past few years.
Happy tenant. Yeah.
So I finally got it scoped. You know, the plumber said, you need to find out what's going on. So when they scoped it, what they said is that the main line going from the house to the connection to the city was made up of this old material, and it wasn't cement, it wasn't plastic.
Orangeburg pipe?
Yes. And they said basically it just collapses over time.
Yeah.
So, and the second thing is, okay, so that was going to cost me $3,000. And the second thing is they have to pull a permit.
Right.
Okay. He went to pull a permit, and he said he couldn't get a permit because in the year 2000, there was an open electrical permit, and that had to be closed. So we looked up the electrical company, which is no longer in existence. So not only could they not do the plumbing job, but I got to call an electrician first.
Because the permit closed out. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But I didn't know if there was anything wrong. So the city had to go do the inspection, found a bunch of things wrong with the electrical. So I had to pay the electrician to go several hundred dollars to fix that. All of this would have been the cost on the seller of the home. By the way, I didn't buy the home till like 2008. This open permit was from 2000.
Yeah.
All of this stuff would have been found out during the home inspection, and I may not have bought the home.
It's possible. Or at least you would have been aware.
I would have been aware of it, and this could have been covered by the coverage that would have been provided, and
true,
I would have had the knowledge.
True. Specifically, the BuildFacts program that we use would have identified the open permit, so you would have had knowledge of that and chosen to address it or not. And specific to your sewer collapse, which is more common than people understand, that would have paid you $2,500 toward that repair.
Now, here's the interesting part.
What?
That we haven't talked about yet.
Uh-oh.
No, it's really good. Because it's one of the most amazing things about your whole program. Not only are your inspectors the best, the most educated, you have meetings to teach people about new things that you find, but your program has the buyback guarantee.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you how that came about. A group of us collaborate on that in a national sense. So it's not that I'm individually buying it. We all pay into a pool based on every inspection. It's a big pool of money. It's a very big pool of money to purchase homes. And how it came about was a person would have us inspect, or any other inspection company, you know, they have the home inspected, discover everything they can discover. They move in, and some number of days after they move in, they call and say, hey, I have a loose doorknob. I say, okay, you have a loose doorknob, you know, perhaps you can tighten it. You go, no, 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 no. If you had told me that I had a loose doorknob, I could have had the seller fix the loose doorknob. I was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, and if they didn't, I never would have bought the home. So with the buyback guarantee, it's good for 90 days after the purchase, after the home inspection. If a person calls and says, I never would have bought this home had you said such and such, regardless of why, we'll buy the home back at full price they paid for it, and then we'll relist it with the agent who sold them that home. So the agent actually gets to sell that same home twice, plus another home that they're going to go buy.
So wow. This is not a money-back guarantee for the cost of the inspection.
No,
this
no.
This is you're going to buy the house.
Well, we have that, too.
Yeah.
You know, I never want anybody to be unhappy. We do everything we can think of to avoid a person being unhappy. So I tell them, we tell them it's in contract, that if we inspect the house and if for any reason you're unhappy, we will pay up to double whatever you paid us to have the inspection company of your choice re-inspect it for you. Just go ahead. I do want and need their money, but it's more important that they feel happy. So if you say, I've lost faith, good. Go elsewhere. I'll pay for it. If they say, I wouldn't have bought the home, great. We'll buy it back.
Oh, my God.
So it's about risk reversal. It's about having enough confidence in what you do to be able to say, we're with you. We can't help fraud. We can't help crazy. But almost anything other than crazy or fraud, we're in there with the customer, with the agent to solve their frustration.
Why would anybody use any other company?
I know.
They're cheaper. That's why.
Well, that's
true. That's the honest answer.
That's not value.
No, I didn't say that. But I get that all the time. I tell people all the time, the full medley of protective services and due diligence when you're about to purchase a home is about a mortgage payment.
Right.
Listen, we want people to use your service. Here's what we're doing, and we started this a month ago, but we're extending it through July. Anyone that's heard about you on the radio, not just today, but of course for the last month and through the end of July, if you are going to list your house with us, we will pay for the pre-inspection. We're going to pay you back at closing. So the customer pays for it, get it done. Of course, you're going to do the repairs that are necessary to, you know, get your house on the market. And at closing, we're going to reimburse the customer for the cost of the inspection. If you're a buyer and you do an inspection with HomePro and Wally Conway's folks, then we will pay for the extended warranty for you. And remember, most extended warranties are for 12 months.
That's an unextended warranty.
Yeah, I like that.
But because Wally's inspection is so good, the warranty company doesn't do a 12-month inspection. They do an 18-month warranty.
It's 18-month.
And no pre-existing conditions.
Wow. It's fabulous.
That's why we're doing the inspection.
Well, because you're discovering in the home inspection what the conditions are.
It's the warranty company and HomePro Inspections partnering together to protect the customer.
So Angela and I,
the buyer can pick their own worker bee, which I love that because, you know, so many times with the other warranty programs, you know, you don't know who's coming to your house. It's whoever's given the lowest bid.
It truly is.
Yeah, they may or may not be good.
So
this
Angela
way you can pick a quality contractor.
Or one you have an existing relationship with.
Yes.
So you're comfortable and familiar with your home and system.
Exactly.
All right, so let me say that again.
If you're
a seller, we're going to pay at closing for the cost of a pre-inspection by Wally's company. And if you're a buyer, if you use Wally's company to do the inspection, we're going to pay for the 18-month warranty.
Yes.
Just say that you heard it on the radio.
That's right.
Wow.
How about that?
That's what we do.
Wow.
We like to take care of our customers.
You're taking wonderful care of me, too. I'm very grateful.
Well, you know what? We really enjoy doing business with people who are knowledgeable and who care about our customers the way that we care about our customers.
Thank you.
It's very important.
You know, and in selling the house, when you put a pre-inspection on it, it makes the house sell faster,
they
usually
fly
for
off
more
the block.
Money.
Right.
Home inspected, warranty protected.
Oh, my gosh.
Write that down.
Hey, can you tell a couple of stories when we get back from the break?
Sure.
All right. Hey, if you got questions, call us at Angela. What's the number?
222-TALK to me. You got to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255.
All right. Wally will answer your questions. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to be right back after the break. Oh, my gosh. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
What did you do?
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited. I cannot believe how fast this hour has gone. I've got people texting me and telling me, gosh, I love this guy. He's amazing. And I'm thinking, he is amazing, and we love doing business with him, and we want everyone to do business with him. So make sure you call him at 268-8211.
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. And also, you can go online to gohomepro.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, now we need to take a minute and divert a little bit away from Wally, and you know why?
Because
it's
have
getting
so
hot in here.
Yeah, because we got so many open houses today and tomorrow. We have so many new listings. We just have to talk about
it. Yes, and I don't like being at an open house and no one showing, so we have to talk about it.
Okay, go for it.
So I say follow me around today. So first of all, I'm going to Beckley Place, And I will be there from 11 to 1. And this is the cutest little home we just listed. And it is about 1,400 square feet, paver driveway, swimming pool in the back, cool deck with this cabana thing. Over. Just a fun, great, great property. Everything's been updated. I mean, this is a quality built home. $245 is the price. I'll be there today from 11 to 1. You go St. John's Bluff to Alumni, down to Talcott, down to Beckley Place.
And it's
and you'll
sell.
Find me. You'll see the signs. Look for the Watson signs.
Look, we got and two then, offers already on it.
Well, we do. We do. But we're getting more in. So, you know, it isn't a multiple offer thing. But, you know, get in the game. See if you can get it, because it's an awesome house.
It'd
be worth
beautiful.
Fighting for, to be honest.
The kitchen's been redone. The roof's been redone. Everything.
I'm going to leave there, Howard.
Yeah.
And because I am so passionate about real estate, I am then going to go to another home, which is on Chapelgate, which Chapelgate is behind Lowe's in Mandarin. So if you're going down like St. Augustine Road and then you take the little turnaround by Lowe's, like you're going there and you go past there. And then you turn, and there's a neighborhood back there called Chapelgate. And we have a home that is just adorable. And it is ready to go. It's move-in ready. Come see me there. I'll be there from 2 to 4. And that home is priced at $225.
Okay. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath at 1,600 square feet. It's got a fenced-in rear yard. There's no carpeting in there. So if you're allergic to carpeting...
It's a tile house.
It's a whole tiled house. And so if you're allergic, don't worry about it. All right. And you're going to get a brand new roof prior to closing. How about that?
Yes, they're putting a new roof on. Yes.
All right. And you're going to be there from 2 to 4.
Yes, I will be.
All right. That's today.
Today.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to 2 open houses today also. We got one in Yulee, and this is in Plummer Creek. 1,900 square feet. And a 3-car garage. Now, this house is only 4 years old, and it is also has an office. Screened lanai, it's on a preserve and a pond, wood-look tile floors, a huge island kitchen, has 10-foot or 11-foot ceilings, a walk-in shower. This house is really, really
built
nice.
Built in 2014 by Dreamfinders, 3-bedroom, 3-bath.
Really?
And a 3-car garage. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Backed up to a preserve.
Yep. I'm going to be there today from 11 to 1, so I'm going to scoot over there right after the show. And then after that, I am going to move to Cypress Landing, which is in Cypress Cove near Mayport.
That's right.
In Neptune
Hang out with the Navy
Beach.
People. Yes.
Yeah. Now, that was built in 1985, but totally redone from top to bottom.
This year.
I mean, floors, ceilings, cabinets, toilets, showers, appliances. It's about 1,500 square feet. It's a 3-2, but the master is 13 by 25.
And I don't want people to think it's a flip. It's not a flip. This person has owned it, lived there, then moved to a different property, rented it out, and then has just rehabbed it to get it on the market for sale. Done it excellent, excellent. I mean, like brand new cabinets. Everything is new. This house is awesome, and it's got a really big backyard.
Yeah.
It's a great value. $245.
Open today. I'm going to be there from 2 to 4.
Yes.
So those are the ones that are open today. There's one open tomorrow. It's it's on Warwickshire in Mandarin. 2,300 square feet, 2-story. It's on a cul-de-sac. 4-bedroom, 3-bath. It's got a Florida room, and it's almost a quarter of an acre. It's in Briarwood. Gorgeous floors and cabinets throughout the place. A full-length front porch. Dining room has built-ins. A big eat-in kitchen. The bedrooms are all hardwood. How about that? Oversized 2-car garage. $300,000. And it's got a pool.
Big pool with a slide.
Yeah.
An old deep pool. Yeah.
So that's going to be open tomorrow from noon to 3.
Yes.
So I predict 3 houses, 3 of those 5 are going to be sold this weekend.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Yeah. Follow us around. Come
so
find
us.
So
it's going to be a hot weekend.
Yeah, it is.
But right here in the studio.
We are having a good time talking to Wally Conway
from
of Home Pro.
Pro.
So he can be reached at gohomepro.com or call his office with operator standing by at 268-8211. Or you could call in here right now, 222-8255, and talk to Wally.
All right. Wally, you got a good story for us about something that's been found during a home inspection that nobody, that the homeowner never knew about. It just showed up, and it's the really good value about doing an inspection. Why do you do it?
Well, after 35,000 homes and buildings around town.
Yeah, you ever
one
find
story?
That?
I don't know. Does anything stand out? Probably not.
Some of them are sad. Some of them are funny. Here's one that I just find humorous.
Okay, I like humor.
Do you know the beautiful townhomes, condominiums over at Epping Forest?
Yes.
Right there on the water?
Yes, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're well over $1 million, I do believe. But anyway, when those were first being built a few years ago, we had the good fortune of doing the. It was a brand new building at that particular point. We were doing the inspection, and we get crawling around looking for things, and you'd expect nothing at that price point and brand spanking new.
Right.
And we're groping around in the attic space between the floors, just looking at ductwork and confirming everything is just dandy, and we noticed that the duct from the bathroom exhaust fan was plumbed into the return air duct.
No.
For the heating and air.
No, that's terrible.
Yes.
That's funny, though.
So
I get it.
It's a glorious place. It's a beautiful place. Imagine you're having this great dinner party, and people are sitting around the dining room table just enjoying the merriment. And you excuse yourself for a moment to go potty.
Right.
And your potty scent is effervescing across the dining room table because they're plugged in. And your guests wouldn't say anything, right? Until they left your dinner party and said, whoa, that Howard, I'll tell you.
I'm not coming back there.
So we see things like that are just silly and goofy, and they're easy to fix.
Yes.
But who knows how long that person may have lived there disgusting their guests.
And they didn't have any idea.
And had no idea.
So crazy.
Wow.
That's
where you
really
need a really
funny.
Good filter system
That's
in your hair
really
conditioning.
That's a really funny story, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my.
I'll tell you a funny thing about bath fans. Bath fans are rated in their capacity to remove air in cubic feet per minute.
Okay.
They're also rated by the sound they make in sones, S-C-O-N-E-S. And people would say, when they're selecting a bath, oh, I don't want the quiet bath fan.
Right.
And I said, well, I respect that. Know that that bath fan serves two purposes. I said, what are they? I said, well, one to remove air, and the other, it provides background noise to suppress potty noise. They're like, oh. And then they go to the other end of the aisle, and they buy the noisiest bath fan so that they can totally enjoy their bathroom experience without the sound emanating throughout the home.
That is so funny.
These are the things you learn as a home inspector.
That's great.
That really is funny.
Yeah.
See, you see all kinds of things we don't even think about.
See, hear, and smell, man.
So why should we do a pre-home inspection? Real quick, we got 1 minute, so
homes,
you have 30 seconds.
Homes that are inspected at the time they go on the market sell for more money and in less time. So anyone who has their home for sale, your goal is more money, less time, Home Pro Inspections, along with Angela and Howard, taking good care of you.
And that's why we are going to pay for your home inspection, your pre-listing home inspection. We're going to pay you back at closing. And if you're buying a home, we're going to pay for the extended warranty if you get your home inspection done by Home Pro. And so you can call Wally at 268-8211 or go to his website at Go Home Pro. He's got 8 or 9 home inspectors, so he can get you scheduled when you need it. Wally, thanks so much for coming to the show today. Thanks so much for doing a great job on the inspection and with all that you do. God bless you, Wally. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back live next week.